whether it's Sechiv Korban, whether it's Sechiv Malkus, he's only Chayiv once. And Chayiv Elachas, only Chayiv one. Rashi explains why. The Meyacha Shenishpolov Shvur Rishreino, once you put the first Issa Shvur on the bread, Neserasolov, this bread now is also for you to eat it. The Chayod Rishtaba, when you come and make a second Shvur, Hevele Nishpo Lakayim Esa Mitzvah. You're making like a shvur now to Mekayim something that there's a mitzvah, there's a tzibur, there's an isser anyway on you, without your second shvur and not eat it. Utanama Kamam will learn sugyas later that Nishpo Lakayim Esa Mitzvah, for like he and Potter, Mishvur's Korban. Alisha Potter from the Korban. The key of a shvur has to be something that was mutter for you to do, and now because of your shvur, it becomes also. Over here though, by the second time, it's also without the second shvur. So, Kopon, here the Mishnah says, Ein Chayiv Elachas. Zui shvuas bitui. This is a shvuas bitui. Shechayovim als doine makis. This is a shvuas bitui. That he made a shvua, he will eat this bread today. And it comes, he made a shvua, he will not eat the bread today. And it came out that he ate the bread. So the Mishnah ends off, Zui shvuas bitui. This is a false shvua. That you beat to me, you utter it out of your mouth, the false shvua. Shechayovim als doine makis. That if they warned you beforehand, they gave you asura, do not eat the bread today, you're going to receive Malkus. And the mazed, he went ahead right away and ate the bread, he receives Malkus. The asher gosoi, korban elu b'yorid. But if you did this b'shoigeg, that you forgot about the shvua you made. And therefore, throughout the day, you went and ate the bread, so you chayiv a korban elu b'yorid, depends how rich you are, whether it's a behema, a bird, or a mincha. So the ik is, zui d'chayav mazdoini Malkus. Only this type of a shvua is the Malkus because it's a lav sheyesh by Maisa. The lav was not to eat this bread. And you went ahead and ate it, you did an action, that's why there's Malkus. Avo b'mash mechlil in a case. Oichel v'lo yochal, if he makes a shvua that he will eat this bread today, and it came out that he did not eat it, then lo loki, he does not receive Malkus. What's the reason? Because it's a lav shein by Maisa. So there's a stam Mishnah later that holds lav shein b'maisa is ein leken alav. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, when he says his yisoid that he holds all over lav shein b'maisa is ein leken alav, he holds like the next the stam Mishnah of later. So first the question: why? Michti, let's see. High stam of high stam. We have two stam Mishnahs in Masechta Shavuos. There's the first Mishnah of this parak that says shvuah shtayim sheimarba. Right now we want to say that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore it means Malkus, that there's Malkus even in the future of a lav shein b'maisa. So our Stam Mishnah knows lav shein b'maisa is like an alav. And true, now you found the Stam Mishnah later in the third parak that says not like this. That says that by Shavuos, it's only if the Shavuos was not to eat the bread, and you went and ate it, that you did an action, then you're Malkus. But without that, if it's the opposite way, it's ain't like him. So what is Rabbi Yochanan take on the next Mishnah, let him take on our Mishnah here. My Chazi, what did he see fit? The Yovit Kihai Stoma that he acted. He passed like the next Stam Mishnah, Levit Kihai Stoma. Let him pass him, let him do the action from our Mishnah here. That it says clearly, Lav Shema Maisa is like a love. Samara says, L'taymich. According to this question that you're asking me now, Rebbe Gufa, we have a question upon Rebbe himself. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnais. He made the Mishnayis. So it's a question upon Rebbe himself. Heichi saw some lon hocha hochi. How come in the first Mishnah of the Masechta he made a stam Mishnah to say shvur shtayim shemarba that you receive Malkus even on a lav shein b'maisa? For hocha, heichi saw lon hochi hochi for hocha hochi. And how come over here later he makes the stam Mishnah the opposite way that a lav shein b'maisa ain't like in a love? So it's a kash on Rebbe himself. It's not only a kash on Rebbe Yechonon, it's a big kash on Rebbe. Elo, what do you have to say? Elo, the answer is, may chorus of a lav shein b'maisa loikin a love. True. This was the sosma. The beginning when Rebbe was learning Masechta Shavuos, so in the first mission here, he really held that a lav shein b'maisa is loikin a love. That's the way Rebbe thought. And therefore he made a stam mission like that. So he heard that then later when he was learning through Masechta Shavuos, Savri changed his mind, Rebbe. And Vahada Savu later, he retracted and now he holds, Ain't like a love. You do not receive Malkus for Lav Shem B'maisa. Fisosma. That's why he made this into a Stam Mishnah later that says Lav Shem B'maisa is Ain't like a love. So the question is, if he made a mistake at the beginning, he should have taken it out from the Mishnah. He should have erased the Mishnah. That much we say, no, that's a klal sometimes at least. Oh, Mishnah lozozim imkoimai. That's a klal. The mind says, not just I'm a mamish, you know, outraged sheker. It's not something they can't understand. There's a svara like that. There's a svara to say, you do receive malchus. Later you held, you don't receive malchus. Again, like we always say, elevel divro kim chayim. So there are svaras both ways. It's a question, how lalocha we hold. See, if a Rebbe didn't take away the Mishnah, because there is a svara that way. So Mishnah loizazim koimai. He did not remove the Mishnah from the way it was said before.
Okay.
Okay, good. The kids, Mishnah loizazim koimai. Good Rashi says, different reason, right? He couldn't take away. People learned it already. Nothing more says. So, Ubama Yukimta still. What do you want to tell me now? What's Pshan, our first mission here again? We're back to the problem. What do you mean, Shvur Shtayim Shem Arba? You want to tell me, Rabbi Shmuel? It goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The question was, if Shmuel holds l'sha'avar, or shvua that I ate yesterday and you do not eat, you're not chayiv a korban. So how could our Mishnah says you chayiv arba? So you want to tell me it means l'malkus? Then our Mishnah is talking about a l'malkus. If so, maris negoyim, when the Mishnah says the next case of maris negoyim, there are two main seis and the heris that come out to be four, they each have a toldo. My malkus iko. What kind of malchus is there by negoyim? Kuritz atumas negoyim that you have a korban to bring when you become Torah. So what do you want to tell me? The kait says barosoi. We're talking about a case where he's over the lav. He had a white spot. He had a hairis on his body, and he cut it off. And that's a lav. Why is it a lav? Who could the Rabbi Avin? Omer Rabbi Loi. To Yomer Rabbi Avin. Omer Rabbi Loi. Kol mokum shenemar hishomer. Wherever the Torah says a loshen of hishomer, here it says by negat saras hishomer benegat saras. It says lashon of Hishomer, watch it, or else pen, or else vial, ainu ela loisase. That's as if the Torah said aloud, do not cut off your beharis. So therefore, if somebody goes and cuts off his beharis, or his seis, for that he receives malchus. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means. So okay, so far we're good. It could be Shvuas and Maris Negoyim have to do with malchus. But let's see further. The next case is Yitzias, or the case before was Yitzias Shabbos. That Shtayim Shem Arba, that for Itzoy is carrying it on Shabbos, you receive what? So, my Malkus Ika. What do you want to tell me? We're talking about Malkus, that if they gave him Asro, be careful to not carry out on Shabbos. Because if you carry out, they gave him Asro only for Malkus. True. If they would have warned him for Mises Bezdin, he would receive Mises Bezdin. But let's say they only warned him for Malkus. So what? Why should there be Malkus? L'chura Takasha Lav Shenitin Liazoros Mises Bezdenu. The lav of Shabbos was given to warn you in order to receive Misa. And the klal is V'chol Lav Shenitin Liazoros Mises Bezdin Ain Leiken Olav. You do not receive Malkus. Why? Because usually a lav, what's the lav for? To give you Malkus. But here we have another reason. The Torah gave this lav in order to warn you so far that if you're going to do the Avera, you're going to receive the Mises Bez and receive Skila. So this time holds, if that's the purpose of the lav, there's no Malkus. So again, how could our Mishnah say by Shabbos, if you carry out, there's Malkus, it's a lav, shouldn't lav us Mises Bez then? Samora says no. And look at the lav, Mishnah says, Mishumachai kol makamina k'Rabbi Shmuel. No, you're telling me now our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Yoma, he says in Masech the Makas we had that lav shenitin the Azorus Mises Bezdin loikin alov. That was Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And we said that the Stam Mishnah Makas was not like Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah we had in the third Perek of Makas says elu and haloikin was only chai v'krisis. So in Medayik, our Mishnah there held only chai v'krisis is Makas, but not chai v'mises Bezdin. And the Gemara says that's not Rabbi Shmuel. Mishmuel holds, even Chai v'Mises Bezdin, if the Edim would warn him, do not do this Aver, do not kill somebody, we'll give you Malkus, Senechnam, you receive Malkus. Okay, but who does that Mishnah go like now? Mishmuel. So it's good. You have a Kasha now, Mishnah. It was talking about Malkus. How does Shabbos come in? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's good. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. And he holds a Lashin, Lazarus, Mises Bezdin, is like an Aluf. Yeah. Samara says, what do you want to tell me now? If not for this question, so what are you trying to answer me now? If not for these questions, then Mashma, the Mishnah would come out good according to Rabbi Kiva. Still, Kasha Yedias, we have a question, Yedias. Yeah, Yedias Toma, we have a question before. Rabbi Kiva, ain't a chayev al helam kodesh or mikdash. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shita was there's no four cases of a korban by yediyas atuma. Rabbi Akiva holds only if you forget that you're tamei, then you're chayiv. But if a person knows that he's tamei and goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he holds your potter. So anyway, it's a kasha. Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Kasha yediyas. So where it says lava marta, didn't you tell me that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel? He ula malkus. Then what does our Mishnah mean, Shvua Shtayim Shem Arba? It means that Yechai is four Malkus. If so, I could tell you the same answer, Rabbi Kiva Nami. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, Ula Malkus. That's what Rabbi Kiva says by Yediyas HaTumah. If the person forgot that he was Tomei, that he knew he was Tomei, just he went into the Beis Hamikdash, that he's Potter, he's only Potter if he does it B'Shoyge. He's Potter from the Korban. But the person does it B'Mezid, he'll get Malkus. So, according to more means this, according to this Teres now Lamalkis, it could go according to both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The only question you have, what forces us to go according to Rabbi Shmuel, is only Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, by Shabbos there will not be Malkis. Because it's a lav, Shadidin Lazarus and Mrs. Bezdin. So the main reason what forces us to go according to Rabbi Shmuel is Shabbos. For the Mori Hochi, if so, no. Yediyas, what does the Mishnah say, Yediyas HaTumah? If it's talking about Malkis, Hasrois mi boilei. The Mishnah should have said a lashon of you warned him. If we're talking about Malkus, he's doing the Avera b'mezid. So you have to warn him beforehand not to do the Avera. Yediyas is mashma, he once knew about it and he forgot. So it should have said lashon hasrois if we're talking about Malkus. Tomorrow says, hold my kasha, that's not a bikasha. Tani, learn like this. Yediyas de hasrois. The Mishnah means Yediyas, he knew. What did he know? He knew because he was warned. If there was Asra, that's why there's Malkus. For at Gemari Hochi Yisoh, Shtayim Shem Arba, how could you tell me now there's two that comes up to be four by Yediyas HaTumah? Tar to you to heaven. There's only two. If we're talking about by Yediyas HaTumah, that the person knew what's going on, that means he knew he was Tummy. And he knows this is the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no four Chiyuvimir, there's only two. Either you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate Bosa Kochim, but there's no four. There's only four if it's a shege that you forgot. Then the question is, either you forgot that you were Tomei, or you forgot this was the Beis HaMikdash. But if you know what you're doing, there's only two lavs here then. So how does the Mishnah say, Shtayim Shem Arba? It can't be. This is the kasha. That the Mishnah cannot be talking about Malkus. We cannot be talking about the Mezid. Our Mishnah has to be talking about the shege. For so, another question. Es sheyesh bo yediya batchila. Yediyah Basayf, Fe'elim Bein Tayim, our Mishnah says, what's the case, Yechai B'Korban El of Yerid, that the person knew about it, that he was Tomei in the morning, then throughout the day he forgot that he was Tomei, he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then at night, again, he remembered that he was Tomei. That's the case. So the question is, Haloma L'Malkus Mayavidite? If you're telling me now, our Mishnah is talking about Malkus, what does that have to do with forgetting? What kind of forgetting? The opposite. They had to warn you right before you went into the Beis HaMikdash. It was a clear mezid. There's no forgetting here. If you forgot that you're Tomei, there's no Malkus. So another question, our Mishnah cannot be talking about Malkus. Our Mishnah's not talking about a mezid, we're talking about a shoykei. For Sue, a third strong question is, Harei ze ba'oila. For Yerid, our Mishnah says clearly that in this case we had a yediyah metchila, an yediyah basayf. What's the Yainish? The korban oil of Yerid. That's talking about shoykei. Not mezid, there's no Malkus here. So that can't be Pshar now Mishnah. So our Mishnah for sure is talking about Vashoygeg for Kabonis. So we're talking about Kabonis in our Mishnah. We're back to where we stand now on the base of an Aleph. We're back to yesterday's plot. Who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah says two cases. That's Shtayim Shem Arba, by Shavuos and by Yediyas HaTumah. So it's not like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Shavuos only has two kabonis, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Yediyas HaTumah only has two kabonis. So how does our Mishnah, which Tan is our Mishnah holds in both cases, Yechai Yifur? Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? We're back to the first kasher again. Mr. says, Ela rather, Omer Rabbi Yosef, verses like this. Rebbe he, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah is Rebbe, a third Tana. Rebbe, famous Rebbe. The Nosav Lo Aliba the Tanoi. And Rebbe himself brought down, learned our Mishnah according to two Tanoim. In other words, Rebbe himself is a third person, and in the halacha of Shavuos,
he held like Rabbi Kiva. In the law of Bidias Atumah, he held like Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi holds that in both these two cases, there are four Krabonis. So Rabbi brought down the Mishnah, he said it's Tam. So it's Rabbi Ibn Asub Lora, Alibu de Tanoi. Bidias, but a car, Baloch of Bidias Atumah, Shtaim Shemarva. Are you chayv if you forget that this is a base of Migdish? Or this is Basakotchim, Nosav Lach Rabbi Shmuel? Yes, Rabbi held like Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that even though the Halama was on the base of Migdish, or on the Basakotchim, even though he knew he was Tamei, you were also chayv a carbon. There's a carbon out of Yerid. And Bishruas, that the Mishnah says, Shvuah Shtaim Shemavo, on a Shvuah Sheovar, if you make a Shvuah that I fasted yesterday, and you forgot, you really thought you fasted, then later you remembered Oivei. I ate yesterday, Yechayev a carbon el of Yerid. Vishvuas, Nosav Lach Rebbe Kiva. By Shvuas, Yehot Lach Rebbe Kiva. That even on Shvuas Shovar, you also chayev a carbon el of Yerid. Now, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, Amrisa Lishmaite Kaim of the Rebbe Kana. I said over your learning, your Pshan now Mishnah, I said over to Rav Kana, to see if he agrees or not. So Yomali said like this, like he added on a little bit. Don't only think to say that Rebbe said it over according to two Tanoim, but he himself maybe does not hold like this. No, he said strong. Rebbe's like saying his own pshat. Like, forget about the machlokes Tanoim. Rebbe has his own daya. Rebbe's also a Tana. Rebbe himself holds like this, halacha, that these two svaris. The Tanya will learn like this. Minayin shein chayiv elu al sheyesh bo yediyah batchilo v'yediyah basoif ve'elam beintayim. How do I know this yisoy that by yediyah satumah a person's only the parsha of korban elu v'yerud is only when the person in the morning realized that he was tamei, then in the middle of the day he forgot that he was tamei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the evening he reminded himself, oyvei, I was tamei. How do I know that? Talmudim, the pasuk says V'ne'elam shtei pomim. And this pasuk here, two psukim here, about Elam Dover by Yediyas Atumah, it says twice the word V'ne'elam. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Since the Torah says two times V'ne'elam means there were two Yediyas. He knew about it twice, and he forgot in between. That's the diyuk of the second V'ne'elam. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yom ein tzarech. I do not have to make this drasha from the second word V'ne'elam. But rather, Hareyu Oimah, the pasuk says,